Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Hello, Fremont, friends and family. My name is Bart Melhop, and I'm one of the new elders at Fremont. Let's open in prayer. Our Father and our God, we look to you because your word is the very truth that not only redeems us, but sanctifies us. We ask now that the Holy Spirit might be present in our immediate midst, that he may illuminate for us the meaning of this text and use it to change our lives, pierce our souls, penetrate our hearts, and change our minds. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. This week's sermon will be on the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 6 through 18. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, where she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go return, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband, this night and should bear sons, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clung to her, and she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. In these passages, Naomi leaves Moab, where she lived with her daughters-in-law. Naomi has decided to return to her hometown of Bethlehem in Judah after hearing of better times there. She begins her journey and encourages her two daughters-in-law to return to their own families in Moab, where they are from. But one daughter-in-law, Ruth, insists on staying with Naomi. And here we see that God is at work, even in the worst of times. Ruth stands by her mother-in-law. Now, Naomi was bitter, and that's understandable. First, she loses her husband, and then both of her sons. What a heartbreak. But Ruth stays by her side. Now, this commitment by Ruth to her mother-in-law is amazing. She is leaving her own family and faces a life of widowhood and being without children. She faces a new, unknown land with new people in Bethlehem and new customs. But Ruth is totally committed. "Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." It can't get much clearer than this. Ruth is never going to return home. Ruth's final assurance to Naomi shows the depth of her commitment when she says, "Your God will be my God." Wow. Can we all benefit from being more Ruth-like? These verses show the picture of a person, faith in God, beyond bitter setbacks, freedom from the securities and comforts of the world, a courage to venture into the unknown and the strange and radical commitment in the relationships appointed by God. The lesson of Ruth in these passages is that if anything painful has happened and fallen upon you to make your future look hopeless, learn from Ruth that God is at work to give you a future and a hope. Later on in the book of Ruth, we'll see that Ruth's hopes for a brighter future are fulfilled through her faith. She will become the great-grandmother of King David, the greatest king of Israel, and the ancestor of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Trust in God and wait patiently.
Thanks for listening to this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church. We hope you'll join us this Sunday morning as we study more about this passage. Find out all the details about service times at fremontpress.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast feed as we post every Sunday, Monday morning, and Thursday morning.